If you're looking for your lips, they're right over here.
I don't know what he sees in her.
She's very attractive.
Please, she should be sniffing luggage at the airport.
Ooh, jealousy doesn't become you.
I'm hardly concerned with Dwayne and his post-summer plaything. Besides, autumn is upon us, and he'll soon be seeking the comforts of home. And Mama.
You?
Now you're catching on.
Oh, you're right. He's probably whispering, "Let me go," in her ear right about now.
Kimberly, Dwayne had been with his Kanishiwa kitten for 2 months. He's wanted me for 2 years. You mark my words. I will get my man.
Vincenzo, I win.
Oh, you cheated.
How could I cheat?
You distract me with your eyes, and then you make your move.
Is that all it takes? Lord, you two are generating more heat than my kitchen.
Hey, Mr.
Okay, here they are. All the books for Professor Randolph's class.
Freddie, you bought the books and you're not even registered for the class?
Kim, an opportunity like this comes once in a lifetime. I am getting in. Enough said. What is all this fuss about one teensy-weensy class? Professor Randolph is one of this country's foremost authorities in African-American history. Mm-hmm. If he's so wonderful, how come I haven't heard of him? Well, if you paid attention to something other than Dwayne and Keenan, you might have. Somebody had a healthy helping of meow mix this morning.
Whitley, Professor Randolph is visiting from Stanford, and he's written the most incredible book.
Which I have read twice. My cousin Matthew read it 3 times. Can't anyone in your family remember what they read the first time? My cousin Matthew is just as excited about this class as I am. He's gonna come and take it on exchange from Avery.
Oh, what a lovely young lady that canoe is. I'm so glad she drifted into Dwayne's pitiful life. She should transfer to Hillman.
She should transfer to the Bermuda Triangle.
Keenan.
Hey, partner.
What's up, Coach?
Happy to see you and Keenan still get along so well.
Yeah, well, the woman's got it going on.
I'm glad you think so. Now that you stopped blocking the path to Whitley, a real man can ease on down that road.
What real man is that?
Me, fool.
Oh, come on, man. You won't be easing anywhere. But whatever Whitley and I had is a thing of the past. So go ahead. Take your best shot, champ.
I'm about to do just that. Whitley, Whitley. What does a hungry brother have to do to get a bite of your burger?
Get a life and a new toupee for that upper lip.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Come on. Man, she cut you off like a hangnail, baby.
But like a hangnail, I shall return.
I bet Matthew missed the bus. It's just not like him to be late for the first day of class.
He'll be here, Freddie. Don't worry.
This is the African-American experience. I'm Professor Howard Randolph. Who are you? Why are you here? From what African tribe are you descended?
Is this a class or the census?
Apparently, your tribe is still lost.
My people are closer.
Oh, unfair advantage. The brother is South African.
But he may know more about African American history than many of you who were born and raised here. And to paraphrase Marcus Garvey, a nation without knowledge of its history is like a tree without roots.
I have to get in. He is amazing.
Now, keeping this in mind, let's ask ourselves, what does it mean to be black in America?
I may not be the best person to answer that question.
Thank you.
Peace.
Oh, he's my cousin. On my mom's side.
Groovy. Oh, why don't you have a seat?
You?
Being black in America is to be a hostage in your own country.
Now, that's interesting. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, it's simple. I mean, we are American, and yet we're still struggling to be a part of that American dream. I feel we're paid up, and it's time we got some play.
Well, I disagree. I feel that there is equal opportunity for everyone, although I'm somewhat divided on the issue.
I wonder why, Miss Mocha.
Miss Smoker.
Yeah.
So I'm to understand that you are 100% pure African.
Sir, I guess I never really thought about it.
Obviously. Now, for you unregistered students who still wish to accept the challenge which this class offers, you are to write me a statement, 50 words or less, specifying exactly what you feel you can contribute to this class. Now, I need them by the end of tomorrow, no exceptions. Are there any questions? Wonderful. I'm sure I'll be very impressed by your statements. I'd better be. Now, who can tell me the significance of the death of Crispus Attucks?
He was the first person to die in the American Revolution.
Thus setting a trend for black men. Who always die first in the movies.
Jaleesa! Jaleesa, look at these! Oh! Whitley, I've decided to take action against the endless obstacles in our path. With eternal admiration, the man your heart truly deserves. I knew Dwight would come to his senses!
Now, what makes you think that those are from Dwight?
Jaleesa! A woman knows her man.
But Dwayne is not your man.
But these flowers say that he wants to be. I'm going over there right now and show him my appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Don't trip on your ego on the way out.
Hey, Whitley, what's up with the rose bush?
Dwayne, I read the note and, don't know what to say.
Oh, I do. You tell Romeo Ron, he's out of his league.
Ron?
Yeah, I heard him ordering flowers this morning. Now, if I would have known they were for you, doesn't he know you can't be bought? You need a man who's dedicated to you, a man who cares about you.
Don't I know it? I'll just come back later and thank Ron.
Hey, Whitley, wait a minute. I was hoping we'd get a chance to talk, you know? I haven't seen you much.
Well, I'm busy. You're busy. Life be that way sometime.
Yeah, I know, but I miss my friend.
Of course you do. But I understand your situation. You're all alone in Japan, nobody to talk to. These summer flings can be so intoxicating.
Hey, that's not the deal.
I didn't mean...
Hey, I know what you meant.
Hi, hon.
Hey, baby.
Dinner has arrived. Hello, Whitley. Oh, nice flowers.
An admirer gave them to me.
You probably have quite a few. Hey, want to join us for dinner? Cold cuts.
No, thank you, Kikukala. I've had enough baloney today.
Oh, Dad. You gotta help me get into Professor Randolph's class. He blew my mind.
Oh, well, did he blow it to the extent that you can't write the essay?
Oh, no. I've already written the essay.
Oh, well, this is a proud day.
Yeah. Then good old Dad will put in a good word for me?
No, good old Dad will not. Let your work speak for itself.
Hmm? Dad, if I don't get any special treatment, why did I come to Hillman?
Free tuition.
Lotto's Vita.
No. That's La Dolce Vita.
Whatever. Sounds like a movie Whitley will enjoy.
Hey, man, listen to me. You are wasting your time trying to go out with Whitley. Trust me, I know Whitley. Better men have tried and failed, all right?
Well, it's a matter of taking a mature yet suave approach. I've been sensitive.
Uh-huh.
I've sent flowers.
Oh, yeah.
I planned an evening of fine food and film. She's been fully prepped.
Whitley will never be prepped for you, bro.
Well, one woman never truly could be.
Why not?
Because it takes 6 women to handle a manly man like me.
You are one sick individual, you know that?
Now pay very, very close attention.
Excuse me.
Whitley! How would you like to be wined and dined tomorrow evening?
By whom?
By me, of course.
I left him.
Mature yet suave. I just love myself. I'm going out with Whitley tonight. I'm going out with Whitley tonight. I'm going out with
Ron. I can't believe you're actually going through with this, man.
You act like going out with Whitley is going to hurt me.
It might.
If Whitley is the one doing the hurting, I say, hurt me, baby.
Why are you going out with Ron?
Why not?
You said he was a slimy little tadpole in Toad's clothing.
He was less mature then. So was I.
It was just last week. You know, you are playing a very dangerous game with those two. You know Ron and Dwayne are best friends.
Oh, relax, Jaleesa. It's just two buddies going out for a good time.
Oh, so I guess that's your just buddies jumpsuit.
Dwayne... Ron will like
it. Excuse me, what was that? Dwayne?
I did not Dwayne.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So, Whitley, all I have to say is just take it easy on Ron. He's like a helpless puppy around you. A helpless puppy.
Most men are.
These cookies Whitley baked me are scrumptious. And no even tastier. Ronaldus, consider this an hors d'oeuvre.
Hey, Ron, don't you think it's kind of strange that Whitley wants to go out with you now?
She had to come to her senses sooner or later. I'm just glad she did it before I graduated.
Yo, Rebel Without a Clue. Have you listened to this yet?
Hi, Ron. It's me, Whitley.
No.
Calling to remind you we're meeting at 7 to go to Conan's Cave, located at 3269... Sycamore Lane.
Sycamore!
Time is ticking away much too slowly. I'll see you at 7.
Don't get it on tonight.
So you think she left these messages for your benefit?
Oh, I suppose she left them for yours.
There you go.
Flatter yourself. Just because you didn't live up to Whitley's challenge.
Don't go there, Ron.
You already got one woman. What do you need, a harem? Women to drop grapes in your mouth and fan your big, fat, funky, flat, ass and corn-having feet?
What I need to do is stop trying to look out for a brother who's too simple to look out for himself. Go ahead, Heartbreak.
You don't have to take me seriously.
All right, I won't.
But tonight, Whitley will. And in the immortal words of Bartles and James, thanks for your support.
But Professor Rudolph, see?
Randolph,
yes. I've been away in the Rhineland, separated from my people. I need this class.
Because you blew my mind? Terrence, this is not even a complete sentence.
It's a statement.
Not a very powerful one.
Points for originality?
I give you credit for quitting while you're ahead.
Hey, Terrence.
If he didn't let me in, you don't have a prayer.
Professor Randolph? Winifred Brooks. I would love to be in this class.
That's fine. Just put your paper on the desk. I'll look at it later.
I couldn't contain my feelings on a simple piece of paper.
Listen, I'm very sorry, Miss Brooks, but I really can't extend the deadline.
You don't have to. In the heat of day, a ship sailed with haste from the African bay. This ship carried cargo more precious than gold, carried human beings who were meant to be sold.
Well, you've obviously gone through great pains to prepare yourself. But you're no Zora Neale Hurston. Yeah. I'll see you Tuesday in class.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll be back to clean this later.
5, 6, 7, four. Everybody in the house, get ready. We gonna do the baby. All the ladies, come on. Yeah, everybody, are you ready? Come on now. Yeah, I think we need troglodytes in the house.
Let's sit down.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes, yes. My lady?
Renaldus?
Want dessert?
Oh, none for me. You go ahead.
Wayne, party of two. Wayne, your table is ready. Wayne?
The pterodactyl tart looks yummy. Sure you don't want to share one? Keep staring at the door. Are you ready to go home?
No, no. I could stay here all night.
Good. Because I'm glad you're here with me.
Ron.
I'm serious. Tonight is the culmination of 3 years of hard work. 3 years of carrying the torch. 3 years of hoping against hope.
Ron is like a helpless puppy around you.
3 years of panting after you.
Oh, stop, please. I have to tell you. You've been such a gentleman.
I don't have to be.
No, really. You've been wonderful. I'm the one
who's made this the best date I've ever had.
You are not making this very easy, Ron. I'm sorry I even dragged you into this.
What are you talking about? I'm the one that asked you out.
And I accepted, hoping to make Dwayne jealous.
But you baked me cookies.
I even thought he might show up here tonight.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Instead, he's curled up somewhere with Keanu. Well, I'm sorry, Ron.
So am I.
Can you forgive me? Is there anything I can do?
A kiss might help. I had to try. I knew it wasn't me you wanted to be with. I was just hoping tonight you'd see that Ron Johnson isn't just some funny little guy in a funny little hat.
I see why you're Dwayne's best friend.
Well, I don't know about that. He'll probably have my stuff out in the hallway when I get home tonight.
I've lost him, haven't I, Ron?
That's hard to say, but I hope not, because I'm not real fond of that key new.
Really?
She's always hanging around the house. I'm about to start charging homegirl 1/3 of the rent.
So you think I still have a chance?
I tell you this much. He can't stand that you're here with me now. And I can't wait to get home and not tell him a thing about what happened tonight.
I like that thinking, Ron. Oh, Renaldus. I had a fantabulous time. Don't forget our step. Boy!
I'd rather remember our kiss.
Why not?
So that's how it is.
That's how it is. So that's what it's like to kiss a real man.
She wore me out.